Thanks for downloading the Overdrive podcast. If you're ever looking to get behind the scenes, it's simple. Follow us on Instagram at TSN1050, or you will see myself, O-Dog and Noodles, what we do in the studio, before the show, during the show, after the show, constantly updating stories and best of clips. Again, follow us on Instagram at TSN1050.
Never filtered, always fun.
How could you wear those? Like, if he lets one rip and it gets away from him, he is in massive trouble. They are just right tucked in tight to his ass.
Yeah, those are butt-cut Brian McCabe pants.
This is Overdrive on TSN 1050, the official voice of the Leafs.
You want to address
the elephant in the room?
Yes.
Go ahead, Noodles.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead, Noodles.
I'll tell the listeners... I have a green suit on.
I can't even, like,
I know, you can't even look at me. You can't even look at me.
You have to announce it. Like, I'm wearing a green suit.
Yeah. It's an Irish suit. It's got the orange for the tie, the white shirt, the green suit.
I like you, man. You look like you won the Masters.
Yeah, it is kind of a Masters.
It's kind of got the Masters green jacket. Like, throw a crest on that, and you're Sergio Garcia on the panel tonight. Because Garcia showed up at Wimbledon. Remember, he was going to get married in his green jacket.
I guess.
Remember that?
Like the alumni jacket.
Yes. Like, so Sergio Garcia is your spirit animal on tour. That's your guy.
There's two problems. I know my Twitter is going to blow up tonight, and I'm going to want to delete Twitter because... The green suit,
it's aggressive.
It's aggressive.
I like it, man. I'm not even goofing around. I think it's bold. I don't think it's crazy.
No, it's not. It's a green suit.
Yeah, it's a green suit. And it's for St. Patrick's Day,
My face looks like I bent over into a barbecue and just charred my face.
Yeah, your forehead has just... you're three layers down. Like, you are three layers down. Like, you're down now.
What should I do? Like, I tried my...
You've got to go to the makeup.
I
got to
tell you guys something that's really weird. I saw my face, and I took a shower before coming to work, and I'm like, there's only one way out of this. You got to take the loofah to the head.
You scrubbed your skin right off. Now it's all red.
You know what the loofah's been doing.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Well, hopefully you
don't want that.
I did it, and I thought after, I'm like, the loofah...
Yeah, stay away from the loofah.
The loofah's seen some action.
What kind of makeup tint are you going to have tonight?
I don't even know what the girl's going to say to me. She's going to say, like...
She's going to ask for a raise.
Yeah, you're going to be in that chair for an hour and a half. It's as if you're playing,
a troll in the Lord of the Rings. Yeah, they're going to have to reconstruct your face somehow.
Tyler will go to makeup and record what she says to me, because... She's going to have to scrub my face off. This side is burnt right off. My nose is burnt.
My nose is
like one of those destroyed hot dogs.
You know what it is going to be like? Do you remember Mrs. Doubtfire where they put the mask on? You're going to have a Doubtfire mask on.
Right.
Like, I feel like you're going to have a Jeff O'Neill face on.
The green suit is the least of your concerns, I'm telling you. I wouldn't be worried about the green suit. You're going to get chirped because now you've opened yourself up. People listen to the show. They're going to see you on the panel. They're going to goof on you just because that's the way it works. But it's the face. It's how red that face is. That's the problem.
Yeah. I mean...
Like, you got an orange tie on, and the face takes away from the tie.
The face is actually accenting the orange tie.
You guys keep carving me. I'm going to go to makeup right now.
It's not even that.
25 minutes.
I was kind of oblivious. You walked in, we're all like, hey, what's up?
I took my jacket off, and you did a double take, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, we're going to have to discuss this. I mean, I'm usually dark tones, wear blue, black.
Your black suit, your dark blue, your dark gray.
That's just how I work.
You never get bold. I've never seen you with, like, a Craig Button suit. Like, Craig gets bold with
his suits. Craig comes in with, like, sometimes in the summer with these type of shorts on that are... aggressive.
Which, again, I support that because he's a stylish guy. He's ahead of the times.
But I feel like, for myself, I just need to stay in my lane. The minute that I start to, like... Okay, so maybe the challenge for me is I've got to get a wacky suit.
I need you in a green color? Suit.
Not green. A green suit, but, like, how about a Dumb and Dumber baby blue or, like, an orange?
Mm-hmm. Harry and Lloyd.
Like, maybe that's the type of suit. But I can't go on the panel... Because I'm not on the panel enough. I think I'm on the panel like 15 times a year.
No, we need you between the benches in a wacky suit.
Well, that's Nasher.
An orange suit with the top hat.
In between the benches, I'll just to hear what the players would say to you, because they would carve
with
you the
cane,
whole game.
Just whack somebody behind the legs.
That would be outstanding.
I would do, in between the benches, I would be fine with it. Depending on what team. I wouldn't do it on a Toronto broadcast.
Yeah, make sure you get that right. No second tee.
I wouldn't do it on a Toronto broadcast, but I would do it on an Ottawa and maybe a Winnipeg. Winnipeg doesn't know me enough either. I do about 9-10 of them a year.
Well, spice it up in Ottawa. I mean, Winnipeg's going to the playoffs. Toronto's going to the playoffs.
Yeah, so Ottawa pretty much. But although the fan base is very loyal and they still tune into the games, it's just not as... I mean, I don't know the ratings, but I imagine the Leafs one is the highest because of the biggest fan base.
Exactly.
That.
It's the most people. It's Southern Ontario.
Right. So maybe I will try an Ottawa broadcast with some sort of flashy suit.
Well, speaking of those different Canadian markets and Twitter, I lit Twitter up earlier this morning and caused quite a stir that I think is kind of...
It wasn't that big a stir. I didn't even hear about it.
I read it.
Okay, well, I don't mean like legitimate stir.
No, just on
like
in
Lisa
your
LaFlamme
feed.
Isn't starting CTV News with my tweet tonight, but... I was thinking about it earlier because the Flames are done now. They lose in Arizona. They're out. There are two Canadian teams going to the playoffs.
Right.
It's Winnipeg and Toronto. The other five are done. And for years in this market, when the Leafs were out of the playoffs, it was a constant conversation. As a Canadian sports fan, are you supposed to support the other Canadian teams who are left in the playoffs?
Yeah, I read your tweet and I thought it was a legitimate question.
And now I'm openly curious because I am wondering what's going to happen. When the Leafs are the team that are playing. Now, I know the Jets are going to be playing, too, but maybe they don't play on the same night.
Why would you want to support another team?
Well, I'm with you. I think it's always been the most ridiculous take, but it's always been promoted. And as I said earlier on Twitter, let me finish. It's easy to promote. Well, let me get it out, and then we can talk about it. It's easy to promote, hey, let's support Edmonton, little Edmonton, you know, a smaller town out west, and it's gritty, and that's where Gretzky played. It's easy to say, let's jump on their bandwagon, or Ottawa, or Calgary, because with all the respect to those cities, there's no hatred towards those cities.
Right.
There is hatred that is universally accepted, and it's one city that gets it, and it's Toronto.
Vancouver gets a little, don't they?
Nowhere close to Toronto.
Not as much as
Toronto? Nowhere close to Toronto. I mean,
everybody hates Toronto.
Well, right.
You know how many emails and tweets you get saying, oh, you guys are the TSN stands for...
Toronto Sports Network.
Toronto Sports Network.
But it is true. We earn it in this market where, hey, let's talk about Nazem Kadri's cat when Vancouver's playing that night. Hey, let's he cleaned
true.
His litter box today, and like that's why the hatred is because
Austin
the fan
Matthews
base is
farted outside the practice rink, and someone jarred it, and they have the jar.
I mean, I'm being over the top, but that's why from the outside. But I read your tweet, and I thought it was a legitimate question because everyone else. It's accepted that, Brian, you said Ottawa makes it to Eastern Conference Finals. They're, you know, it's a Cinderella story. Everyone, well, get on that bandwagon because it's, you know, nation's capital. But if the Leafs do well or the Jets do well, do you just jump on because they're two teams
I think
left
the
in
Jets
Canada?
Will get love because I think people, again,
they're a likable team, likable organization, smaller city, all of that.
Exactly. There's like a lack of connection to Winnipeg, and no one's got an issue with Winnipeg. You know, it's right in the middle of the country.
That's true.
Seems like nice people. They lost their team for a while, and they're a fun team, and Laine's cool, and we can watch him. And like, I think the Jets will get some love, but I don't see people jumping on the Leafs bandwagon. I'm not saying they should. I've always thought that take was terrible.
They never will. They never will.
But
I will say this. When I went to Montreal to watch the Habs, Rangers, I think it was conference finals, and I was doing TV, radio stuff.
We were there. Yeah, I was there.
When Montreal scored, I was kind of jacked up. I'm not supposed to be, I guess, in the media. You're not supposed to cheer, but... When I saw that, I'm like, yeah.
But I think there will be some...
But I wasn't like, God, I hope they really win the cup. You don't care that much when your team's out of it.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. How can you possibly be a fan of the Leafs and root for the Habs? Like, how's that ever made any sense? Because they play in the same country? Like, how can you hate that team for so long? But I had a guy tweet, and I know that this is dangerous to cherry pick one tweet.
Right.
But this is one maybe you can relate to. Noodles.
Yeah.
Because the guy's from Edmonton.
Oh, okay.
And he said, I'm from Edmonton. I'm a diehard Leaf fan. And let me read this. This is from Justin. He said, I'm a diehard Leaf fan who lives in Edmonton, and I can vouch. I have always said that if the Leafs were to play the Flames in the Stanley Cup final,
you wouldn't watch.
No, he said 99% of people in Edmonton would root for the Flames.
He and said, the Flames are the hated rival down the
because
south.
Because he said, as much as that rivalry is hated and people hate it, nothing connects people in Edmonton more than their hatred of Toronto. Like, he just said, I absolutely believe they hate Toronto more than the Flames.
Well, Noodles is going to tee off on me, but I think they're jealous.
Well, they should be jealous this year. They weren't last year.
Explain yourself. Like, from a city, a landscape standpoint.
Well, it is. There's lots to do here. I mean,
you can't expect Noodles to concur with that. He's from Edmonton.
I also live in Toronto, but I've also lived in other cities. Toronto's a very good city. It is.
Well, where would you rather live, Edmonton or Toronto?
Depends on if my job was in Toronto or if my job was in Edmonton.
Okay, if you had a dream job, where would you want it to be, in Toronto or Edmonton? I think you like your job right now. If they said, Jamie, we're going to relocate you to Edmonton, where would you go?
I'd stay here. I would. But the only reason being
exactly
is my wife and kids are from here.
Right, exactly. Like Steph's from here, kids are from here.
It's tough to put me in that spot because I've also lived in New York, St. Louis, Minnesota, L.A. Like, I've lived in some great cities around North America. The one thing I will say is Toronto is...
We know people can't drive.
Well, there's bad drivers here, but there's bad drivers everywhere. It's New York North for me. That's what it is. You can do anything at any time. It's become such a good city on a lot of different fronts. But with the good comes the bad. So I can say there's bad things in Edmonton. There's bad things in Calgary. There's bad things in Toronto. Well, it depends on what you...
And that's not the point. This isn't a referendum on the whole country and all that kind of stuff. And this is nothing new about how Toronto is perceived throughout the country. I'm just curious because of what's happened here. Like, the reason I brought it up was because I think the Flames just punch their ticket to playing golf in 3 weeks. They're out. I think you lose in Arizona, they're six back with eight games to go. They got too many teams to jump over.
They need too much help.
I think they're out. So what we're going to have here is two Canadian teams, and Winnipeg's an easy team to like, and they're in the Western Conference, but Toronto and the Maple Leafs and Maple Leaf fans are a very different beast, and the truth is it's going to get to a point in a few weeks where you think TSN is all over the Leaf beat now. Wait till they're the only Canadian team playing that night.
Yeah.
Like, if the Jets play on Wednesday and the Leafs play on Thursday, Thursday leading up to the Leaf game, it's going to be exclusively Leaf content.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping I don't hear from the rest of the country where they say, this is ridiculous, because
if you're a fan from Winnipeg, you'd be thinking, why isn't that panel out here in Winnipeg doing the Jets pre and post?
TSN will send a panel out there. There'll be guys out there covering it for sure.
You hope so. I mean, if there's two Canadian teams, they should get a lot of coverage. Like, the Jets can, you know, the Jets out west can do some damage. Like, they're a legit team. I just spent 10 days with them. Like, I think the only team that is as good as them is Nashville. Live. I've seen every team live. Like, but it'll come back to if Hellebuck can hold up, health, all of these things. Now, Nashville's a hell of a team. They could fizzle up. I watch L.A. play. L.A. looks really good. Jeff Carter's back.
Oh, yeah. They're good, man.
That team is legit. So there's 10 teams. Obviously, there's going to be 16, but there's probably 8 teams to 10 teams that you're like, yeah, I could see them going deep into the playoffs. Yeah, I could see this. So that's why. Let's get this going.
I said it a couple weeks ago. I don't think all these teams that are... At the end of the day, there's six or seven that can win the cup. I don't think any of them are afraid of each other. They're like, yeah, I'll take you on. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens.
It just depends. Like,
I agree.
And it's matchups. That's what it is. That's why I am in favor of different matchups. Like, I'd like to see the heavy teams play each other later in the playoffs. I don't like...
Well, they're talking about that down in Florida, aren't they?
About changing the playoff format?
I'd like to see. I didn't ask you guys this. Where are you in the playoff, like almost the... LeBron wrote about it the other day.
The play-in stuff? The
play-in.
I think it's a cop-out.
I personally like to see it.
It's giving a team that sucked all year a chance.
But it's not sucked. Say a team misses the playoffs by 2 points.
The proposal was, the 9th and 10th seeds
right.
would play the 7th and 8th seeds.
Right. Because a lot of those teams are going to be really interchangeable.
Yeah, I just feel like I don't think it should be up to the GMs to make that decision, because I think it's for the GMs to be able to.
Would you put it to four more
GMs to be able to say, we made the playoffs. It's like, well, no, you didn't. You lost. You were 10th and you lost in the play-in, right. but you're going to promote it that you made the playoffs.
Well, it's a cop-out on that level, but I'm talking from a fan's perspective. Like, if you're, to me, that would also, it would make teams be like, okay, we're right there on the cusp. Instead of the last 15 games of the season, you're playing up, you know, the, Mullen call them the jobbers. You're calling up guys from, you know, the East Coast League to play because you want to make sure that you comfortably head down in the standings. If you're right there and you're 2 points out, I'd much rather, and to me there has to be a reward for the people at the top. Maybe a little bye, a little time off or something.
Well, that's probably what it would be. You get a couple of days off.
I'll tell you the new way though is, you got an injury and your team's out of it, you are shut down.
That's what I mean. That's why we're watching nightly, and the games stink right now.
They're
they
brutal.
Really do.
Yeah.
But there's teams that are out of it. They're like, why are we going to dress all of these players? We're going to shut guys down. We're going to do this. And there are other teams that are, you know, the Leafs play Tampa tonight. Win or lose, like, are you thinking anything different about them heading in the playoffs?
No, I would like to believe this is a benchmark game, but I don't really believe that. It is, because I think both teams are just so comfortably in.
If they won 7-0 or lost 7-0 tonight, I wouldn't think
it gives us a read on what's going to happen in 3 weeks. I know.
Because it's not going to...
Which is
why Austin Matthews isn't playing. Like, you're looking at it, and that's why I was thinking, if there's something, because these three-point rule we were talking about with Jeff McDonald off the air, and like the three-point system has kind of backfired this year. I mean, out west, there's a little bit of a race. Out east, it's gone. Like,
no,
they're gone.
You're right, but that can happen even with this. If it's the top 10 teams from each conference get in, there will be some years where the 11th seed is 7 points back and there's no race. So I think you just got to be careful with making a decision based on a snapshot of one season.
Correct.
Like, you look at the East. Let's say if they went back to, instead of the three from each division and two wild card, it just goes 1 through 10.
Right.
So that we know exactly who the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th seed are. You'd have Jersey, I believe, is the 8th seed. You'd have Florida as the 9th seed. And then Carolina would technically be in a playoff spot, and they're 6 back of Florida. Like, does Carolina feel like a team that deserves a chance to play into the playoffs? I don't think so.
Yeah, they're 6 back. No, you're right.
Like,
and they're 9 back of Jersey in that last wild card spot. So you're right. Like, that's a...
That doesn't feel right.
When I think of Carolina is their goaltending.
But that's what I'm saying, though. But based on the system, if we go from top 8 to top 10 and expand it, Carolina would be in a position to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's,
they could play themselves
right.
in, and I don't believe they do. They don't even have a GM at the GM meetings right now, which has nothing to do
Who's
with what's
there
going
for
on.
That?
They had Don Waddell there, and he left after a day. They don't have a GM.
Yeah,
at the meetings.
I mean, right now they're in flux. They really are. But
which has nothing to do with this conversation.
No, but
Don Waddell went down there and left after a day.
That's my understanding.
Well, he probably just checked in for the meetings, but he's not going to hang around with the GMs. He's not the GM. So why would you?
I know.
You send down a representative to go through the process. But you're right. Like that's a good point, Brian, because if Carolina would have been in that play-in situation, they're barely at 500.
They don't deserve it.
They're really not there. And the Rangers are 1 point behind that. But interesting enough,
they want to lose.
They want to lose, but that race would heat up a
and could change maybe the way
it just
they
gives
approach the
organizations
trade
like Carolina a little sniff the fan base.
Well,
where they're,
it just,
they're like, I,
know,
I still want to be interested.
And Dave
where
Poulin
it's like,
said
in actuality,
this.
They're not.
Dave Poulin said this on the panel with me the other day. He used to play in a league with 21 teams where 16 used to make the playoffs.
Right.
That's crazy.
That's
16 used to make the playoffs in a league of 21. Like, that's...
But you look at baseball, and for the longest time, only the division winners got in a...
You have a great year, but you're second in division.
Right.
You're gone.
You know, now they have a couple of wild card spots, so more teams get in, but there's 30 teams, and only 10 get in for baseball.
Yeah, so that formula...
You know, I don't want to cheapen the regular season, and I feel like... Look at the Leafs, because this is on the opposite side of it. Now, they're really... They're comfortably in... Yeah. But a week or two ago, some people were looking in the rear view and like, well, if you look at the Panthers and they go on a heater, if we were dealing with the top 10 getting in, there never would have been any concern whatsoever, which in a way, I guess if you're a fan, you like that comfort, but there's no spark to the season if you start running away.
Right.
If you're like, if there's that many more teams that have to catch you for you to be out, it changes the mentality of the worth of the season. Look how we started the conversation. We're all like, can we get the playoffs going here?
Yeah.
If you do this, it's like, all right, I guess we got to get, I would be okay with it if they compensated by taking away games in the regular season.
Yeah.
Cut it down to 70 or 65, exact. But they're not going to do that.
No, they're not. So, it's the revenue. It's
I just don't think you need to change the playoff format. I think it works. And
you made a great point. This season could be a bit of an outlier as far as the point, like how dreadful certain conferences or divisions have been.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the truth. There was just so many polarizing storylines this year where you expect a little bit more out of a team or you expect a little bit worse, and teams have surprised you. So I guess right now for us, we're going to sit here and complain on March 20th until we get to the playoffs because, you know, the team that we cover, the Leafs, they're comfortably in third.
They've been coasting for a long time in the position we knew they were going to be in,
and
which is a lot better than where they were 4 or 5 years ago where they were out of it, and you knew they were out of it. I'm not complaining that they're going to the playoffs.
No.
But it's not a situation where, like we just said, they're playing a do-or-die game at any point over the next 2.5-3 weeks.
Right, and then it's going to be for all the marbles.
And then all of a sudden you wake up and it's game one, and it's like, wow, here we go.
So that's why, I mean, Babcock...
But that wouldn't change if you expanded the playoffs.
No.
That would only actually go the even further into that direction for the Leafs. They'd be even more comfortably in.
Yeah.
So
you're right from a playoffs position.
But maybe that's why Anderson's going tonight. We'll get into it because McElhinney's been playing really well. There's no debate over who the guy is. It's going to be Anderson. But maybe there's a part of Babcock because he couldn't get Matthews back, because he couldn't get Zaitsev back. He wants to send a message to his team tonight that this is a benchmark game, because you got to play some psychological games at this point with the players. You got to keep them on their toes.
Oh, for sure.
It's like the Raptors.
Something where the Tampa Bay Lightning are thinking, I don't want to see this again.
Right. I don't want to play these guys in 3 weeks.
But I don't know if they have that mentality. They could beat them 6-1 where they're like, I don't want to see that, but... It's not like Chara or Backes where it's like that meanness that I don't want to see that.
No. I'd rather Tampa. I've said that before. I would rather play Tampa in the first round.
Whenever you lose a game where you were up 4-1, I don't want to play that team anymore.
In that building, game 7, that opportunity, how terrifying would that be? Another game 7 in Boston in the first round.
I just don't want the vibe. I don't want anything about it.
Totally different team, but
different
still. Totally different team.
Here's something that I was, and it's just a total outlier. You just mentioned Jersey. Jersey's hanging on to a playoff spot by 3 points, but Florida's got 2 games in hand. Okay? If I would have told you that Corey Schneider, their starting goaltender, hasn't won a game since December 27th, would you think that team's in the playoffs?
That's amazing. I didn't know that.
I did the game.
I know he's been injured and stuff. But
I know, and Kincaid's like ran, but like it's Corey Schneider is a top tier goaltender and had a good start. And there was a point I think he won 5, 6, 7 in a row this year, and they were rolling. Jersey has been sputtering and hanging on, in essence, with their number 2 goalie. It kind of ties into the McElhinney conversation, just on a different scope.
Right. The Leafs were further in, but McElhinney still has factored into them staying alive.
He's done a great job.
He's been
Corey
great
Schneider
for
has lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He's 8-0, 8-2 in his last 10 decisions.
See, that would be a conversation where you'd have to think of not playing him.
Well, they're not playing.
Yeah, you can't play him. Like, this is like McElhinney's on a heater right now. Curtis McElhinney, I think, would be the first guy to walk in and say, "Get Anderson in. Are you crazy?" Like, I'm not
done.
Playing.
I'm done here.
Yeah, but I did what I was supposed to do for $850,000. Don't push this, or you will regret it.
Keith Kincaid is 4-1 or 4-2 in his last 6 decisions.
Yeah,
like the backup has actually done them some service where they're hanging on to a playoff position. But like I say, if I walked in here and said, Corey Schneider hasn't won a game since December 27th, where's New Jersey in the standings?
I'd assume they were where they were last year.
Yeah.
Like bottom, dumpster fire. Yeah, they're not.
It's crazy.
Raptors in action tonight down in Orlando. A bit of a troll job by the Magic. We'll tell you about that.
And if you have any advice on what to do with my head, my forehead and my nose.
I have some advice. Eat well. I wasn't going to give this to you, but Carol Wagland cooked that up for you.
I thought she big leagued me.
No, she didn't. I was going
to put it on Instagram. She's like, look at this meatball and spaghetti I made. And I was like, can I have some of that? She's like, I'm doing Animal Planet this week. Or what is it called?
Yeah, she's over on Discovery.
And I'm like, oh, so I couldn't walk down there?
So what, like you...
Yeah,
so
well, she came down around 3 o'clock. She dropped that
like
off.
Well, you like to ask for things.
That's for the O-Dog.
She posts, like, whip it up Wednesday. Or what is that? Natasha does whip it up Wednesday. You send her a note, like, bring me in a muffin. Like, I don't...
Have you asked Natasha for baked goods? Because she's baking
all
the time on Instagram.
We never crossed paths.
I know. I don't think I've ever seen Natasha at TSN. I don't know if I've ever seen her.
Well, she's gone.
No, but I work with her. And I will tell you, I had a move the other night.
Man, look how good that looks.
Last Wednesday.
Meatballs in there.
Natasha whipped up some sort of like chocolate cake. It was with beer in it. It was in lieu of
St. Patty's Day.
So there's one piece left, and I'm walking towards it, and Corey Warren walks by and grabs it and walks away.
Gutless.
It wasn't. I don't think
That's
he realized
move.
I was in, but he like scooped it just before I was about to reach it.
Corey's up around those parts all the time. I'm sure he sees Natasha and he factors into whipping up Wednesday all the time.
I was working with him and he just had quicker hands than I did. That's basically what happened. I was so rattled because it looked so good and then never got to taste it.
Slow on the trigger. Figure it
out. Exactly. Quicker hands.
Raps in action. Leafs in action tonight. ESPN, the magazine, has the top 20 performers
garbage
of the past 20 years. It's caused a bit of a scene. Yeah, we'll tell you a little bit about that. And again, the troll job by the Magic tonight. Overdrive continues on the TSN Go app. You could buy that vacuum from the guy who claims it fell off the back of the truck, or you could buy it off ebay.ca. Find refurbished vacuums for half the price of a brand new one. Shop eBay's flash sale until 10 p.m. today to receive a 15% off coupon. New season, new coupon. eBay, fill your cart with color. Visit ebay.ca for details. So I think the Magic are kind of trolling the Raptors tonight because Tracy McGrady's going to be in the house. And T-Mac is being inducted into the Magic Hall of Fame. And it's like, you had to do it against the team. He stiffed and left and moved on to you. Like, is that really that necessary?
You got to
find
a
lot of times, don't you want to kind of honor the organizations he played with? He was with Toronto. Why not do it then? Or you think that's a troll job?
I think it's a troll job. Absolutely. Because, like, Raptors fans hate Tracy McGrady. I don't know if the hatred is where it was back in the day. Like, Vince got it bad with booze. T-Mac might have got it worse.
Really?
Yeah. Like, now, T-Mac left as a free agent. He didn't demand out. He was allowed to leave. The CBA, he got in on the last CBA where you could leave that early in your career.
Right.
But, you know, revisionist history, he's come out recently and he's like, oh, I wish I stuck around in Toronto. No, you didn't. You left because you wanted out. You didn't want to be in Toronto. You wanted to be the man in Orlando. They paid you a lot of money. He put up big, big numbers with the Magic. But there's 28 other teams in the league that roll through Orlando. You could have had the big night whenever. Right. Have it when you play Houston, another team he played for a long time. Why Toronto, the team where it's like, I'm leaving you in my dust. See you later. I don't want to be here anymore.
So maybe, I mean, would they have asked him? Like, that's the thing. Would they have come to him and said, we're going to do something, what team would you like it against? Like your former teams? You do Houston, you want to do Toronto? He's like, yeah, give me Toronto. I want to stick it to him.
Maybe. I doubt he would have thought about it
that
way.
That's like, what I'm saying. Like,
what was the big kerfuffle this year? Was it Isaiah Thomas who was like, I don't want other people? Or no, Paul Pierce.
No, it was Paul Pierce. He
called out on the panel.
He did. He didn't want his big night of being inducted, his number being retired when Isaiah Thomas was returning.
Didn't he get called out by Tracy McGrady on the panel?
It might have been him or Jalen Rose.
Jalen Rose called him out, like, right to his face.
Yeah, it was like, that's petty, dude. Like, that's an awful look for you.
Yeah.
It was kind of awkward.
It was awkward because Jalen was sitting exactly where I am, and talking to you, Brian, looking him right in the eyes going, that's petty.
Yeah, like grow up. It's not that big of a deal. It's still your day. It's still your night.
I knew I liked Jalen Rose for other reasons as well.
Yeah, for a lot of different reasons. Jalen Rose is a fan favorite on this show.
Yes, he is.
But yeah, that was Paul Pierce. And I don't know, like this incarnation of the Raptors, they don't even know the story of T-Mac. Like, if you went to DeLon Wright and were asking him how T-Mac left the Raptors, he'd probably say, I didn't even know he played for the Raptors.
Right.
And Van Fleet and all these other guys. DeMar would probably know. But
that actually tie it back to the Leafs. The Leafs don't know. Some of these young kids don't know the history of the Leafs around here. They've probably heard. Obviously, Mitch Marner growing up had heard. Nazem had heard. But, like, they don't identify
with the older players.
But the Ballard era and all that, they weren't around.
No, and nor should they. And I'm not saying the Raptors should know the history of, you know, what happened with T-Mac and Stoudemire and Vince and all. That's not their problem. No. It doesn't matter.
But it I think it speaks to generations turning over and things going down a different path. Like, you don't always have to revert back. Like, you know, in Toronto, we don't have to revert back to, like, Ballard or these years or, you know, Dion's years or whatever. Like, you move on.
Well, I remember when Ron Wilson, when the Leafs didn't have a captain after Sundin left, between Sundin and Phaneuf, where Wilson said he would test the team. I think he said he'd show them a picture of the 67 cup-winning team.
Yeah.
And
they'd
have to name players in order to be named captain. And I feel like he decided not to apply that to Phaneuf because I don't think Dion would have been sitting there naming players from 67.
If you show me a picture of the city, like, I couldn't.
You probably could. If you saw Davey Keon or something like that. Like,
yeah, I guess, yeah.
You know, Johnny Bauer, I think, was on that team.
Yeah, you're right.
You would be able to recognize.
There's some obvious ones, but you can't. Like, I know Mike Walton, but I probably, he's a friend of mine. I couldn't even pick him out of the lineup.
Well, they're younger.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
You know
where
them
you
now.
Are
they got
picture?
Gray hair and, like, you know, like, I don't know. I'm going to look a picture up now and
all
see
right.
if I can.
Let's
do
come
it.
Back and we'll test you guys, okay? I'll go
no,
Ron Wilson
terrible.
On you. We got Ray on the show today. Ray's calling the game, I believe. Leaves Tampa tonight. And then he's just down in.
I was going to say, why
Disneyland
would he not?
Or whatever.
Why wouldn't he be on the show this week if he's working tonight?
I think he's doing the Florida swing, and he's kind of got the wife and kids down there.
Oh, okay.
So we got Ray on, Bobby Max down there as well, Nick Wright from FS1, Steve Phillips is down in Florida. Everyone's in Florida. And they're all coming up later in the hour. We'll test Noodles and O-Dog, see if they would be named the captain of the Maple Leafs under Ron Wilson. Overdrive continues on the TSN Go app. All right, I feel like a professor here, and I know there was cheating going on during the break because I was going to test you guys about the team picture, Maple Leafs, 66-67, the last time they won the Cup.
Show me the image. I'll like, get a picture of it in here. I'll go through it, and I could probably name four guys.
I've
just
got the image.
Through knowing the history.
I'll bet you can name more than that.
Really?
Yeah. Like George Armstrong. Remember the haircut on Georgie Armstrong?
Yeah, it was like Dave Reed's.
Yeah, he had the Dave Reed, Johnny Unitas. Like,
I'm looking at a picture of him. He, Johnny Bauer
Johnny
and George
Bauer.
Armstrong are the two that I recognize. Like
Tim
Horton. I know the names, the faces. I
wouldn't I know
struggle
what Tim
with.
Horton looks like.
Oh yeah,
the faces I struggle
you,
with.
You wouldn't know a picture of Tim Horton?
No,
I do.
Dude, come on.
I
like,
do.
His picture isn't up in the stores really anymore. But for the longest
picture.
Time,
yes.
The picture was like associated with Tim Hortons.
That was
well,
one
he
of
had
the
same haircut too, right?
Oh yeah, you could set your watch to that haircut.
That is one of the trivia questions that you guys went through.
What's that?
Wasn't Bob McKenzie's favorite player growing up?
Oh, I don't remember that. Was it Tim Horton?
I believe it was Tim Horton.
Oh, how would we have known what Bob McKenzie's favorite player was growing
up? I'm sure he's probably said it in his books or on his podcast or even on this show.
Jim McKenney was on that team.
Yeah, see, there's
he's
names.
He's a buddy of mine, too. I wouldn't be able to pick him out.
But that's
you wouldn't
thing.
Be able to pick out Jim McKenney?
No.
I mean, he was really young at that point. He was 20.
That's my thing is I know these names as they are today. So to look at them, you really have to, like, you know, get to pull out 40 years. Like, how do I look? I mean, there's pictures of me at 19. I got a mullet. I just look terrible. Like yeah, these but guys.
It was also black and white picks, I guess, back in...
I got a color pick.
Oh, you
right
do?
Now.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got it up in front of me. I'm not recognizing a lot of people, but the names, absolutely, I recognize. I just wouldn't be very good at choosing faces out in that era. Now, well, you go a little deeper, like when I was probably 15 and on, I know names and faces. And I still, in this league, I can do a pretty good job of picking out people.
I wonder if my buddy Bob Nevin was on that team. No, he wasn't. Remember when I played golf with Bob Nevin over the summer?
That?
He was a legend. He was such a beauty. I'm looking at his page right now. He played in the league for a long time.
He's a legend.
He is such a beauty, Bobby Nevin.
We should choose a roster and figure out who we'd like to spend a day with.
I spent a day with Bob Nevin. I would happily do that again. Like, he is a spry 80.
He's got a solid cookie duster too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. And he's still out there hacking it up and playing, and he's a good man.
We should choose an 80s roster and go through it and choose one guy that you'd like to spend a day with. Like a Toronto Maple Leafs, like 84 or something. If Boris Salming was on that team,
oh, it'd have to be Salming.
Like, I want Salming every day of the week.
I'll tell you what, the stories of Salming in Toronto in his heyday.
Apparently, this guy was a legend.
Oh, like the biggest legend in the history of the
city.
Doesn't
he have his own underwear and stuff?
Yeah, he does over in Sweden.
Like, he is a god.
Dude, I went over to Sweden. Like, we were in Copenhagen for a few days, and you jump on a train, and you're in Sweden in like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And I can't even remember what the town was. And we were walking downtown, and there was a store that was, like, dedicated to Boreal Salming's underwear line.
Wow.
Like, he is a legend of legends in Sweden.
These guys don't need the money, but you could, like, package trips. Like, a weekend in Sweden with Matt Sundin, Peter Forsberg, and Boreal Salming. I think guys would pay
huge money.
Well, Gretzky has a fantasy camp right now, and I think they pay
Yeah, but screw the fantasy camp, playing hockey and stuff. Just dinners, chill out.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, cruise around.
I don't want to play with these guys. I want to hang out with these guys.
That's what I'm saying, though.
How
can
much
do
would
stuff.
You pay for that trip?
Oh, to go to like Sweden with the like with Salming? Oh,
that yeah.
I would pay a lot of money for that.
I'm looking at.
I've already told you my biggest regret in life.
I know about it.
The south of France on a yacht with Sundin, and I said no.
Why would you say no?
Because I don't like flying.
Think about that. What was your problem?
I would have been just pouring champagne on my face.
Oh, it would have been
in the south of France
where there's yachts everywhere, and it's like the
I wouldn't have been on his yacht for long.
Well, here I go. Here's 84 85 Maple Leafs roster. Ricky Vive, John Anderson.
Wow.
John Anderson I have shared a pint with.
Maybe go for a burger at his burger joint.
That guy is a beautician.
Bill Derlego is my favorite.
Billy Derlego. Miroslav Freecher.
Interesting.
Dan Daou, Peter Inacek, Jim Benning.
Jimmy Benning. Billy Derlego is my favorite guy in the Leafs alumni.
Is
he up in the box a lot?
I've seen him there a couple times. He's the best.
He kicks around?
Yeah.
There's Boreas Salming right there staring at us.
You play an alumni game, there'll be a huge sign in the dressing room. No smoking. He'll blow a dart.
Here's the other one, though, that is a hidden gem on that roster.
No smoking. He'll sit right underneath it.
Underneath it and troll the...
Him and Trees will
Mark
blow a
LaForce,
dart.
For sure.
Trees is just such a great handle.
Here's one, though. I just won the contest. Alan Iafredi.
Wow. Al Iafredi.
Al Iafredi was on,
the road. On
that team.
Yeah. Sign
Can you
me
imagine?
Up. Sign me up. This is a great game. We're going to get people tweeting in and texting.
Yeah, like, tell us what you want to do. Tell us your fantasy trip. Pick a couple Leafs and what you want to do, where you want to go.
And we'll revisit. Ray's coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll tee up the Leaf game with him tonight. He's in Tampa. You can hear it right here on TSN 1050 and watch it on TSN 4. The Raps are in action tonight. They're in Cleveland coming up as well. We'll start teeing that up. And we'll get to this ESPN the magazine. 20 most dominant athletes of the past 20 years. Causing a bit of a stir online.
Joke.
We'll tell you about it. We'll get into it. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050. Listen to Overdrive every weekday for the Upper Deck Leafs lineup player of the day. And on Friday, calling with the names of all five players. And this week, we're giving away a pair of lower bowl tickets to see the Leafs take on Winnipeg. Patrick Laine will probably be up to about 22 games in a row with a point. What is he at, 15 games in a row now with a point? That's his active streak. McKinnon's 12 in a row.
Though? What is the beard?
The beard
the
is
beard's like something like a back Billy Goat. Home, but
he's into it, man.
It is.
It's totally
it's
into
Woody
it.
Woody Harrelson from Kingpin. That's
he's committed
what it is.
To it.
But when he goes to the bar, there's no way that people like that.
I don't think kids go to the bar. All they talk about is playing video games.
Yeah, like this guy's 19. He's not at the bar.
In the NHL, you don't go to a bar?
All they talk about is video games. I'm telling you, Mullins, find the clip from last night where Line A is chirping teammates because they play Xbox or something instead of PlayStation.
And what's the game that
what?
Marner and
Fortnite. Everyone's playing this
I don't
game
even know
Fortnite.
Fortnite. I'm
what's
have to
that
look
old
it up.
Cougar
I've never
bar
played
in
it.
Winnipeg.
Well, it used to be it was Christine's, wasn't it?
No. The other one.
Went there one night. Spent a week there.
I love a cougar bar with a cougar's name. That's the best part.
It's a famous bar in Winnipeg.
I know. The, I'm drawing a blank. The Palomino.
Palomino Club.
Yeah. I think we've been down this road before. It's not around anymore.
I think it's back.
This place,
yeah,
man,
very good.
Was that a good spot?
The Palomino. It just sounds like it's. There's no way you get up to good things in there, or you get into great things.
The Palomino Club, Cowboys out in Calgary.
Yeah, but they had to burn that place to the ground.
Cowboys?
World famous Palomino Club is back up and running.
Really? Yeah,
it is.
Yes.
There you go.
Calgary Cowboys, the original one, they just had to.
I'll never forget Cowboys when you walk in, you look up and a sign says, inside these doors are the best looking women on earth. I'm like, all right. I walked in. They were right.
It wasn't false advertisement?
No.
It wasn't fake news.
I've heard amazing things about that bar. I've never obviously been there, but
it was good.
One of the greatest stops in the National Hockey League circuit.
The theme this week, former Leafs who played for the original Winnipeg Jets. And today's Maple Leaf lineup player of the day is Ty Domi. Ty Domi. Yeah. The Upper Deck Leafs lineup is brought to you by Upper Deck Team Triples, available at ZephyrEpic.com. All right, Ray's coming up. He's in Tampa. He'll be calling the Leafs Lightning game tonight. Anderson will be back in the lineup. He's starting tonight. Carey Price is going to be back tomorrow night, so we'll talk about that. And we'll get into this ESPN the magazine, top 20 athletes of the past 20 years. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050.